I'm Kamaya Truitt Martin for WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute. Last year in Durham Public Schools, more than 450 students dropped out. 45% were Hispanic. We asked Victor Amaya to find out why.
I'm in the 11th grade at Riverside High School, and I intend to graduate. I've never considered dropping out, mainly because I know that I have a great opportunity in this country, one that my parents never had. I like school, and I feel productive when I'm there. But not everybody in my extended family has the same opportunity to go to school like me. Take Jose Cifuentes. He is the cousin of my stepsister.
No tuve oportunidad. Mi papá, desde que llegué, me dijo que tenía que trabajar.
He came to the United States when he was 17. He planned to go to school, but when he arrived, he didn't have that option. He had to start working. He told me that he knows school is an opportunity that a lot of immigrants don't take advantage of. Because if they did, they would have become something. They would know English. If they don't, they're just going to come out the same way they came in, with nothing.
Sin nada, como muchos que conozco.
Jose says he knows a lot of people who start school and then drop out.
Conozco un montón que se han salido.
School is hard, especially arriving in this country when you're a teenager and are still learning the language. And that's what happened to my cousin Frank. Frank came to this country when he was 17, and school wasn't a priority for him. He was here to work, to support his family. He told me that when he was at school, he felt like he was losing time. Time that he could be out working, making money. Frank works construction and told me that it's much easier to go to work than it was to go to school. At work, he was with family, could speak Spanish, got good at something. At school, he felt uncomfortable.
Yo me sentí bien incómodo porque
he said the whole time he was there, he felt lost, especially because of the language barrier. He left school after only a month.
La última clase fue un viernes del último día que yo fui a la escuela.
Frank's last day at Jordan High School was a Friday. It was the last day of the week, last class of the day. All the other students were using the computer to do their classwork, but he was listening to music, as he usually would. The teacher told him to do his work, but he didn't know how to. Some of his classmates wanted to help, but they had to stay at their desk. It was awful, he said. He wanted to leave right away, but had to wait until the end of the day, when the bus could take him home. Right now, Frank installs floors for a living. Hardwood, ceramic, vinyl, epoxy. He's getting by, and says he's probably doing better than if he were back in El Salvador. Like Frank, my cousin Karina Funes also had a hard time adjusting to school in the United States. She immigrated from El Salvador when she was 17. She said on her very first day of school, she really wanted to cry because she wanted to understand what people were saying to her, but she couldn't. Karina stayed in school and, like me, never considered dropping out, but it was a lot of work. Every day after school, she'd go to the library and study English just so she could keep up with her homework. Karina stuck with it, and she graduated. Now she works at a school in Raleigh. She's engaged and has a newborn baby girl.
She cries a lot at night.
She hopes to become a full-time teacher one day, but for now, she's still working on her English.
Well, I understand more than what I speak. Yeah, but I still don't feel comfortable, like, talking a lot.
I'm still not sure why people drop out of high school. It's much more complicated than I thought. There's work, there's language, family, there's a need to work. And you know, I'm not even sure if finishing high school is the right thing for everyone, but for now, it's the right thing for me. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Victor Amaya.
There's more on that story, pictures, and other youth reports online at WUNC.org. We're going to round out this podcast telling of Victor's story with a piece we produced with him soon after he joined our team. We asked each of the reporters to pick a song that they think says something about North Carolina. It was for our Songs We Love podcast.
My name is Victor Amaya. I attend Riverside High School. The song I picked is by John Mellencamp, Small Town. The lyrics, you know, I grew up in a small town, you know. My parents were from a small town. We went to school in a small town. You know your neighbors here and there. We help each other. A small community of everybody knowing everybody. Whole bunch of friends, all of us, we would just hang out in the afternoons after school. We would all go to the same bus stop because all of us went to the same school. In the morning, you knew all the people that are waiting to get picked up for work. You knew everybody's mom and all this and that. You knew the lady that used to sell her goodies on the corner of the street and all this. Yeah, good times. I just really liked that time in my life. It was a really happy time in my life. You know, not having to worry much about school and this, and just knowing everybody. You know?